Hello, Lehigh High School. My name's Gary Gilroy. Looking forward to your show. I'm the director of bands at Fresno State, California. It's my pleasure to be here to serve as the music effect judge. Looks like you got a little Red Riding Hood's house out there or something. I don't know. It's kind of covered by the pit. We'll see where this goes. Somebody must know somebody at Home Depot. Those are expensive ladders, huh? Oh, that's cool.
Ooh, nice colors.
Yeah, color guard.
Supporting.
Very nice. We'd like to see our soloist.
This whole opening session with the
I think I see her now. Her, him or her. Out there in the pit.
The front ensemble is up here a little bit closer. We're just, it's still that proximity of the front ensemble to where we are. Again, those are instruments that are designed to be played inside, and that's why I think we're a little bit closer to the audience here in terms of communication and projection.
Oh boy.
Okay,
nice impact. You don't want to hear that feedback.
Nice control for the release there.
I sure like to hear more. What's all that noise? That's terrible. I don't know if you need windscreens or what. Solo's still way back there. Can't see the solos. It's sort of aggravating to not see where your soloist is. You should be focusing them, you know? Like if I had my way, little Red Riding Hood would be the soloist here.
Nice moment there. Very controlled.
We need to get the same level of intensity from all the brass players out there so we don't have, you know, these nuclear players here and there like we just had with the baritone player coming around the corner. And before that, a little bit of individual trumpet sticking out.
Yeah, watch out. Yeah, it was good the first time, but then when you transition the second time, it just wasn't quite as clean.
Come on, come on. Ah.
Okay. Good. Still waiting for the battery to come forward a little bit more before I make my tuning comments. But all things considered, I think the writing is appropriate. It supports the wind section. Appreciate that. And again, somewhere back there, there's a keyboard section.
Hearing the synth quite nicely, and I hear a little bit of metallic bell stuff or crotales. Can't hear the marimbas at all. Looks like they're working some pretty cool stuff down there too, but it's too bad we're... Love the low clarinets. That's just delicious. Watch, work for better pitch. Ooh, French horn pitch. Boy, we just have a lot of pitch problems with the French horn feature. And I can't even tell you who was playing with the French horns because I just didn't have clear enough definition of whatever sound that was. I couldn't really hear anything but French horn and then the low drone from the synthesizer. So there's lots of balance issues to work out in order to make this effective. There's the nuclear baritone again. Be careful. Is it a crescendo from everyone? That's a nice sound there, trumpets.
Yeah,
Not together. You're going to have a tough time with that, with the baritones out front. Sounds like you've got some very aggressive baritone players.
The xylophone, obviously, because of the timbre and the acoustics of that instrument.
Nice job, Color Guard. Wow.
So much of the other writing is just, in a way, it's lost just because of the distance, and it's really not making as much of an impact.
That's very nice there. Good blend of the synth. Actually, it's just coming out a little bit right now. That first hit, though, was a very nice balance.
Sound, and it's almost creating a pseudo vibrato because of the pulsations of the wind.
I'm going to have to define this with the bright arms and all the wind players, because it sure looks different from player to player. Good staging of those guys. Now just keep work to play that with better pitch and have a better ensemble sound. Like the sabers and rifles down front. Trumpets seem like maybe you don't need to shout that so much. Mellophones, make sure you blend in with the trumpets when they come in. Cool. Now I'm hearing some mallet stuff. What about starting that softer and growing? I like the way it grew, but... Very interesting here. Staging is quite dramatic. Hard. Sabers, wow. Seems like the trumpets probably need to beef that up more. And then finally, where we arrive, that big chord needs to be way more intense. Love the red riding hood. Yeah, clarinets. Oof. Lots of pitch issues there.
Appreciate the timbre and the synthesized here in terms of that organ, high organ sound. Kind of adds
cool.
Dark to kind of doom type of thing. Yeah, even this feature.
Sounded like we weren't locked in with the leg drums and the keyboard. Work for better clarity there, snares and tenors. Good pacing. Thanks for not dragging that out too long. Blow through the end of phrases, guys. Don't just wait for the big whole note. And even that really wasn't as powerful as I think it could have been.
Yeah, nice job on your leg there. Appreciate contribution.
Again, support to the end of the phrase. This should just be peel my face off here. Come on, man. Color Guard saying it. The Color Guard is going, ah!
Yeah, nice job with the resolution.
The drum line, Color Guard are all just really... Quite in your face there at the end. And of course the wolf was very much in your face there. But I think the horns need to really be make some stuff happen there. It's all about air and intensity. And I know you're at the end of the show and you're tired, but you just got to make it happen. Some very, very nice moments. I would like to see the...
Nothing was really...
Soloist be a little bit more focused somehow. Oh, there's the house. That's pretty cool. Too bad that couldn't have been elevated. If there's any way it could be set in such a way where it's off to the side. so the pit doesn't block it so much. That might be a good idea. Yeah, nice band. Bravo. Good job. Congratulations. And good luck to you for a great season.